This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Russia said it began withdrawing troops from a strategic Ukrainian city Thursday, creating a potential turning point in the grinding war, while a Ukrainian official warned that Russian landmines could render Kherson a city of death. Ukrainian officials acknowledge Moscow's forces had no choice but to flee Kherson, yet they remain cautious, fearing an ambush. A forced pullout from Kherson, the only provincial capital Moscow captured after invading Ukraine in February, would mark one of Russia's worst war setbacks. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday night the pace has increased so much that residents are now checking almost every hour where our units have reached and where else the national flag was raised. The U.S. will send $400 million more in military aid to Ukraine amid concerns financial assistance for the war against Russia could decline if Republicans take control of the legislature. At a news conference, Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said additional air defense systems would help Ukraine.
In particular, with the four Avenger air defense systems, these are mobile, short-range air defense systems that can... They can protect against cruise missiles, helicopters, unmanned aerial systems.
The announcement came Thursday as the vote counting from the midterm elections continues. Republicans are inching closer to a narrow House majority. The U.S. has committed more than $18 billion in weapons and other equipment to Ukraine since Russia attacked in February. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app, via remote, this is VOA News. South Korea's defense ministry said on Friday that negotiations are ongoing to sell artillery shells to the United States, with the U.S. as the intended user. It made the comment after the Wall Street Journal reported Seoul had agreed to sell weapons that would be destined for Ukraine. The defense ministry said South Korea's position of not providing lethal aid to Ukraine is unchanged. President Joe Biden is set to meet with his Chinese counterpart, that is Xi Jinping, in person for the first time since taking office. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
When both were vice president.
Met with him many times.
But Monday will mark his first in-person visit with Xi Jinping since moving into the White House. They'll meet during next week's G20 summit in Indonesia amid growing tensions over Taiwan, Russia, and trade. The president said yesterday he wants to lay out their respective red lines and critical interests.
And determine whether or not they conflict with one another.
The meeting comes weeks after Xi was given another norm-breaking five-year term as leader, and American officials are eager to see if that makes him more or less likely to find areas of cooperation with the U.S. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports Wall Street soared to its best day in more than 2 years after a government report showed consumer inflation eased to better than expected 7.7 annual rate in October.
A government report showing inflation slowed in October cheered Wall Street. The Dow surged 3.7% on the news, more than 1,200 points, closed at 33,715, while the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ composite registered even bigger gains. The S&P up 5.5% or 207 points, the NASDAQ adding 761, a whopping 7.4%. Consumer prices rose at a better-than-expected 7.7% annual rate last month, the fourth straight month they've eased. That's fueling hope the worst of inflation may have passed, and the Federal Reserve won't have to be so aggressive about raising interest rates. I'm Ben Thomas.
A lone assailant killed one police officer and wounded another Thursday in an attack that two Belgian judicial officials said was suspected to be terrorism-linked. The suspect was shot by another police officer and taken to a hospital. Eric Van Der Sip from the federal prosecutor's office told the Associated Press that investigators suspected the attack took place in a terrorist contact. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.